tell all your friends.
Then I am the man to see it. Baby, I'm your handyman.
You know, at Rosie on the House, we've actually started a new segment, and it was based on popular demand from you, the Arizona homeowners. And it's Sweet Jennifer is putting the resources together for aging in place. And we're going to start bringing you tips for yourself or for your parents that you can implement as a part of the strategy and the protocol for doing exactly that. Aging in place. Aging in the place of your choice. And this segment of the show is brought to you by two Rosie certified companies. One is called Get Organized with Bridges. And Bridges will come in and work one-on-one with you and every client to provide a customized organization plan for your life. How often do you find that's needed in the beginning of that stage where you're downsizing? And it's also brought to you by Helping Hand Senior Services. Ms. Charlene is a free senior placement service provider. She'll meet with you, interview you, and if you opt not to age in your own home and you are looking for a community, Charlene will find it for you for free. So this Aging in Place segment is brought to you by those two companies. Ms. Sweet Jennifer.
Well, I do love this segment. We've been doing a lot of research.
We've lived it the last year.
Yeah, we have. And there's just so much information. But this is not really a topic I like to cover, but it is so necessary. And it's about how all of us can be scammed. But so often, the elderly are targeted. So I just put on Facebook a really great article about 22 ways to avoid being scammed. There's just too much for one sitting. And we need to all be familiar. We had Jeff Fleetham on talking about, you know, knockers, and that also goes for phone calls, you know, and, you know, you should always be the one that reaches out to someone else, because that means you've done your research and you're looking for somebody qualified. But what happens is these callers or knockers work on your fears or, you know, and then they create this sense of urgency. How many of you have gotten the calls about, hey, this is the IRS and you owe us money? You know, that doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen. And we even had one of our new employees came in all shook up saying that she had just gotten this call from the IRS. I was like, the IRS does not call you. So, and even if you don't believe me, still hang up and you call them back so that you know you're dialing into the right place. And I have a great tip for you. If you use the internet at all, if you get a call and you're not sure where it came from, get the number off the caller screen, put it in the Google search engine. And if it is part of a scam, it will show up as a phone number that is often used. You know, this number has been used for these scams.
And interesting. So
that will be a good confirmation.
That's
to you.
A great tip.
You know, so that's one really easy thing to do. But our best tip is don't answer the door and hang up the phone. You be proactive. Nobody needs to convince you that you need something. Those guys are sharp. You know, they're trained to manipulate you into fear.
Well, and then the IT training that Romy found for us that shows us how many ways they get into your internet. I mean, I got 6 notices this week of a bank I've never heard of that said my funds were ready to pick up.
So,
well,
so why wouldn't you click on that, right?
If you don't. And so the internet is a wonderful way, you know, for people to stay connected. But you really need to be somewhat savvy. So
skeptical. You have to have a skepticism.
You do.
DNA just, in your heart.
If you don't recognize that email, don't open it, because it could hold a virus that'll tear up all your information or steal from you.
And don't answer any questions it asks you.
Do not give out any information. Never put your you know, personal information in an email.
Our IT provider sent me an email and I instantly phished it.
Awesome.
Well, it was a name I didn't recognize. It was some girl named Carol, and she goes, hi, my name is, and I went, poof. But they tricked me and they came back and said, congratulations, we were trying to trick you.
All right.
So we have a great IT team, but helps us
so
out.
So you think
that.
About
so it's emails, door knockers, or phone calls you haven't gone out searching and researching for. It, those are three areas. Just block those solicitors out of your heart, out of your wallet, and out of your life.
And charity as well. Be careful who you give to. Don't ever just give to somebody who calls. Make sure you see something in writing. It comes to you in the mail with a logo. When people call us, say, I'm interested, send me the information. And they don't like it. Oh, we need the money now. Tough. You know, just plain tough.
When we need the money now, that's a red flag.
There you go.
So well, can I just say one more thing? So that this article is really awesome with some great resources. So I have put it on Facebook. If you don't use Facebook, you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I will mail it to you, or you can call me and I'll send it to you snail mail. But I would love for everybody to have this information.
Very good. Well, that, thank you, sweet Jennifer. That was our Aging in Place segment, sponsored by Get Organized with Bridges and Helping Hands, both Roth certified service providers you can find on our website, rosieonthehouse.com.